and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 316. How are we all doing?
Kim says, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Now, I don't know if she's talking about herself, because she wasn't first. Because I went in and put first.
You're all scrapping again, aren't you?
I was first, but when I refreshed, I was third. It's like going third in a two-horse race.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. No, Jonathan, he's untouchable at the moment, I'm telling you. Untouchable. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim.
Kim, you weren't first in my screen. I'll send you a screenshot.
I have the definitive order. Jonathan was first. Kim was second. Mike was third.
Are you playing umpire tonight?
Yep. Loving it. Are you disappearing now?
I'm taking these down. Do you need more water?
I do. Shall I pour it into the cup and then I can have a whole flask full of nice warm water?
Yes. That's all right.
No!
What I get told.
Yes, but that's you, isn't it? There we go. Right. Good evening to you all, one and all. I love it when that happens. It proves it's not just me. Because I go in and say first, and then I'm not. Then Jonathan snuck in somehow. I don't know how he does it. It's clearly his faster internet. What speed is your internet at the moment, Jonathan? How is a gig? Or is it a terabyte? Whatever. The fast one. 900 nod. Jonathan doesn't even think he was second. No, he wasn't. He was third, bless him. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Hello, Alex. Hello, Simon. Ooh, I had a question for Simon. I did. He won't believe this, but we'll come to that. No, Jonathan, you are not getting a point for being in here early. No, in fact, I am winning at the moment, 3-2. And I wouldn't mind. You got double because it was New Year, if you remember. Kim Scree said she was first. You refreshed and Jonathan did beat you. This is the problem. When you put it in, you think you're first and then you refresh and then you realise that you've made yourself look an idiot. That happens to me all the time. Just saying, all the time. Every time I say I'm first, I find out I'm not. I find out Jonathan's beaten me. So I've stopped doing it now. Loving this. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Oh, it's Australia Day. Excellent. Happy Australia Day to you. Simon retired from competing for first because of PTSD. It was too much effort. I agree, Simon. It's stressful, isn't it? Leave it be. People don't understand the serious commitment needed. That is very true, actually. Losing a lot of the time must be an effort, Simon. That's Jonathan. Can I just say, Jonathan, straight back at you. With after hours. I'll just throw that in there. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Right, my question. It's a long, convoluted rationale that got me to where I am today. Right. You remember those hideous films to do with pandemics that you all said, oh, that you should watch that. And I suffered 10 minutes of one and my eyeballs were bleeding. That. Well, last night, there I was. I would have been in bed. I would have gone to bed early. But there was a desperately urgent mail that needed both Mike and I to deal with it that we'd forgotten to deal with on Sunday. So I thought I'll write up what I think needs to be said and I'll wait up until Mike gets up, which was 5 o'clock, to deal with it. So that meant I thought go need to put something, you know, from Prime or something like that. So I goes to Prime. And it recommended for me this thing called, oh no, what was it? Something about a pandemic anyway, I think. Let me find exactly what that was called because it will have relevance on this. Right, let's open that up there. I'm sure. The Coming Pandemic, it was called. Has anybody seen it? The Coming Pandemic. I had no idea. I presumed because it said The Coming Pandemic that it was this thing, the COVID thing. But as I started watching it, I thought there's a lot of this about bird flu. So I then stopped and I went and had a look when it was made, and it was made in 2005. So the Coming Pandemic was their prediction that there would be a global pandemic, but it would be the bird flu. To say this thing was accurate was scary. It was spot on. So it's an Australian thing. They've got all their virologists on it and stuff. It's definitely worth a watch. If you've got it on Prime, it's definitely worth a watch. Good evening to you, Sarah. So there I am. It's about 50 minutes, I think. Starts watching it. Some of it I knew about these wet markets in China and stuff like that. But the way this was explained in how it transmitted and all the rest of it, and exactly what they said 15 years ago, it could have been written in hindsight after the COVID pandemic. It was that accurate. So I'm watching it. And they're talking about these chickens. Now, we do eat chicken. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, I'm not sure I could face another chicken again, which was at which point they brought in the pigs. These pigs had a cough. So when this thing jumped from chickens to pigs, the pigs got a cough. And it was a debilitating cough. And this poor pig could barely stand up. Its front feet kept going from under it. But it was actually like the cough was that bad. It sounded like a barking dog. It was horrible to watch. Now, Maya did get kennel cough once, caught it off some idiot dog in the park. About 8 of the dogs locally died. It was a really bad outbreak. But Maya was okay. Mike didn't even get to hear this kennel cough, as I had him dosed up before Mike even got home. And it, whatever I gave him, it did work well for him. But this pig sounded exactly the same, and I thought, it sounds like kennel cough. So by the end of this programme, as they'd gone through food after food after food, I was thinking, I need to talk to Simon about being vegetarian. I genuinely, is it possible for me to be a vegetarian? This is the question. Put your answers in the chat. Because I don't eat potatoes. I don't eat starch. I don't eat, I actually gave up cheese and butter at one point, so no dairy. So I was dairy free, wheat free, gluten free. It didn't really leave much, let's put it like that. Give me some fabulous vegetarian or vegan recipes to have a ponder over, because after having watched this program, it's like, no, I just actually wanted, like, you know, just give me a flapjack or something that doesn't look like an animal, because I can't face it. You're not veggie. Oh no, I thought you were. Oh no. You were for a decade or so, right? Okay. Well, what was your favourite when you were? Your eldest daughter has probably seen this film. Oh God, it was awful. It was terrible, but it was better than the film. It was. It gave you more information than the film. Let's put it like that. Lots of protein substitutes. See, that's the thing. I eat a lot of protein, and I like my steak. Mike did gammon the other day, but I'm not sure I could face it today. This is the problem. I actually think, having watched this chicken thing, red meat seems safer than the chicken. The chicken was, honestly, half of it had been condemned. So they came round, and the powers that be came round to these chicken farms and culled the chickens. But instead of taking them away, or like they did in Britain with the foot and mouth, where they just set a pyre up and burnt all the carcasses, they came round and culled the chickens and left them where they were. So these farmers who didn't get, this was in Thailand, who didn't get any compensation at all for the fact that their entire flock, herd, whatever you want to, well, whatever a group of chickens is, they got nothing. So having all these dead bodies there, they did no more, this farmer. He told his lad, I think his lad was about 8, to go and sell these chickens to the neighbours, which the lad did. I think it was 3 days later, the lad was dead because these chickens were infected. Another thing they did with them was like mark them with some kind of dye so you couldn't sell them because it was obvious, you know, they weren't for human consumption. They then bleached the chicken and sold that. So now we've got infected chicken and they're bleached. Oh, Jonathan. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Jonathan's got a joke about vegans. That is very true, actually. When you tell someone's a vegan, you don't, they tell you. I have known vegans like that. But So protein substitutes, chickpeas, beans and corn. I don't think I've ever eaten corn. But it's something I might... I was actually thinking the one thing I had seen that we had started having a few years ago, we got cauliflower and we put it in a food processor and turned it into cauliflower rice, and we love it. We actually prefer that to real rice. Another thing I'd seen being sold, they called it cauliflower steak, and it was I guess it was comical at the time. It was a slice of cauliflower that you kind of fried and pretended it was a steak. But, you know, you could get a cauliflower for like 70 pence. And this single slice of cauliflower that was branded as a cauliflower steak, there was no difference. It was just a slice of cauliflower, was about £4.50 from Waitrose. And people were saying that is obscene. But, you know, you get a couple of steaks out of a cauliflower, but it's not going to taste like a steak, is it? This is the problem. I like how a steak tastes. This is my problem. But I'm going to have to seriously have a think about it. Oh, the CDC says you can be vaccinated 6 weeks after the first shot. Idiots. We've got those here, Kim. If you would like any extra idiots, I'm quite happy to ship you some. We've got oodles of them in the government. Boris today mumbled on, bumble Boris, about looking at the situation in the middle of February. Now, that's not what I heard originally. It was till the 31st of March. But now the rampant parents who can't abide having their little kiddywinks at home want to send them back to school. And I said to Mike, are these some of the same parents, because this happened at our school, that demanded the right to take their children out of school for 2 weeks for a cheap holiday? Is it those parents? Mike was just like, probably. Now, 2 weeks education can't be missed, but it certainly could if you were off to Marbella on your jollies. Yep, that was the idea. How long have they been home now? 3 weeks. 3 weeks and they can't cope. It's not good. Right. Let's catch up here then. Is Alex a vegan or a vegetarian? Let me know. You love all that stuff and tofu, which is roundly maligned. Again, I don't think I've ever had that, so I might be able to have a look at it. But Simon can easily be veggie, but lack the discipline or motivation to be vegan. I just don't think I'd have anything left to eat, which was why I was thinking. Hive mind here. What's vegan or vegetarian that I could try that I would not have tried before? That's what we need. Corn's really versatile. Now, see, Mrs. Simon's going to know this. I bet you've cooked this. Mince in a chili or bolognese, shepherd's pie, as long as you flavour the sauce. And pieces can replace chicken pieces if well flavoured. Yeah, see, I'm thinking this is possibly going to be worth a try. Because one of my favourite meals is sweet and sour chicken. And that's not looking like it's going to happen anytime soon, if ever again. Because I will not have takeaway in this climate. Other people are loving their takeaways. And I'm thinking, no, not for me. Are you trying to bribe the dog?
Come on.
She's not happy with you.
She's not.
No, she's not. Why don't you give me one of the biscuits and see if she'll come in for a biscuit from me? Daddy washed her feet and she's not forgiven him since. He's persona non grata.
We have just played out. Come on.
There you go. She's coming in. She's coming in. Lola, you turn round. Lola, come on, let me see everybody. Lola, I can see the shadow. I know you're interested. It's a biscuit. Come on. Oh, she is in a mood. She's in a big mood. What have you come done? On. Is she having a teenage tantrum?
Probably.
She's thinking if she comes in, he'll have her feet washed again, and she's not falling for it. Not twice. She'll come in when she's good and ready. Good night, Jonathan. Oh, and apparently you're running out of syringes. Do you know, Mike mentioned that this hold up with the vaccine could be like the bottles or the labels. I'll be sending it out handwritten at this rate. Sometimes there are no words for the gross stupidity. Mike learned something about his iPhone this week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the upgrading it would be a good idea.
I learned something about your iPhone. Well, I was alone that my iPhone didn't have it.
There was a feature. We were checking it because Mike needed to do things today. And I said, well, ring me and make sure that the phone's not on D&D. Anyway, the phone wasn't on D&D, but it wasn't ringing either. So I'm like, it's been that long since the phone's been off D&D. I have no idea. So I said, oh, hang on, it could be the thing at the side. So I turned the thing at the side on and it rang. And S-I-R-I, because if I say it, I'll set everybody's off, popped up and said, Mike Thomas is ringing you. So Mike was like, whoa, where did that come from? So I said, well, it's there in the system preferences, notifications, second option. So he gets it up and we put the phone side by side and I said, yeah, it's not there. So I said, have you updated to iOS 14 yet? He went, no. I said, well, that's why it's not there then, isn't it? He's still holding out on the iOS 14 thing. Right, let me catch up here.
Right, I'll see you later.
See you later. Enjoy your meeting. Sarah likes tofu, but never manages to cook it like they do in the restaurants. Oh, if it's going to be tricky, then that's going to be a problem for me. And Mrs. Simon used to make the amazing tofu. But it's a lot of effort, so she tells you. I think we have that here, Kim, but don't quote me. Because I've never really looked. I am not a veggie person. I have this issue. It's like diabetes, but the other way around, where you have to have sugar. But I try and offset that by not having much in the way of starch. So I do eat vegetables, but I'm trying to avoid like potatoes and starchy stuff so I can have the protein, which in turn offsets the sugar. So doing without the protein or having to take alternative protein could really cause ructions. But I tell you what, I couldn't face a chicken today. Not today. No, it was bad. So for the first time ever, I did seriously contemplate. You know, like when you go out and there's one of the options on the salads and it just happens to be, it's the one you want and it happens to be vegan. That's about as far as I have ever got. So I think I need to seriously look at some alternatives. Super easy to eat though. Well, that's always good to know, isn't it, Simon? I've just got to train Mike to cook it then, and then we're sorted. Oh, now Sarah's local vaccination centre have said at the end of the day, they always have Pfizer vaccine left over at the end of the day from no show, so people can put their names down if they can attend at short notice. Yeah, I said that with Jonathan because he's next door to a testing centre. So we assumed it would become a vaccination centre, but I don't know. So I don't know where the nearest one here is. But we had snow again. We woke up to snow yet again. Not deep enough that it caused any major issues travel-wise, but in the UK you only have to have 2 flakes for it to be deemed a global emergency. So they've shut down 4 centres. I don't know which ones. So like I said, I don't know what's going to happen when they come back. Do you carry on from where you were? So the people who are coming in, you know, you shut down on Monday, but you open up on Thursday and the Thursday people come in. What happens to the other people? And you've then got the ones who were coming in for the second jab, which it's all a carve up at the moment, or is it me? It seems to get more bizarre by the day. And today's little missive, I opened my eyes and I thought, no, I'll just have a look at the news. I should have gone to the pandas. I should. But I went to the news and I read this piece and I thought, well, I was murderous. If Boris had been within reach, Boris wouldn't be no longer. They were talking about a certain category of, I'm going to say people, but bear with me, that they said previously did not need to be vaccinated because they could not catch it, now need to be vaccinated. And I'm thinking, with what? Because it's dogs and cats. Domestic pets need to be vaccinated. I thought, what for? For 12 months, you've been telling us that they can't catch it, which is clearly wrong. Why do they need vaccinating now if they did not need vaccinating a year ago? Or they weren't telling you a year ago to be careful because, you know, your dog might get it. They were deliberately telling us that your dog couldn't get it. And you had nothing to worry about. And I looked at it and I thought, you know, I'm not taking this vaccine today, much less the dog. But why all of a sudden are they saying yes? They can't make their minds up. And do they not realise how it erodes trust? Boris could stand in front of me with a black brick and say, that is a black brick. And I would triple check it just to be sure, because I don't trust him. And, you know, he's brought that on himself with bumbling buffoonery and outright lies. So now your dog needs vaccinating. In fact, I think it's all domestic animals need vaccinating. I mean, has the vaccine been tested on animals? Because, you know, if they try testing on animals, that's a problem as well. Today, I just looked at that and I thought, put the phone down and go and watch some pandas. And inform the pandas that they don't need vaccinating. Oh, on this documentary, there were 800 some kind of tiger, a very endangered tiger species, and half of them died. So 400 in this thing died. So they clearly did need vaccinating, but it's not being mentioned. Where did that come from? Totally out of the blue today. And I feel like, okay, you want me to look at that. Let me look at all the rest of the stories, because you're clearly putting that out to worry me over that, where I probably need to be worried more about something else. So I toddled to have a look at the something else. But it was just bad news all round, I'm afraid. Not good. Sweet and sour fake chicken with corn pieces is really good. Ooh! Right, OK, I'm going to try that. So, Mrs. Simon, I'm putting that down on one of my post-it notes. Right, I'll get Mike to get some corn and we'll try it. Might need to re-educate the boy on cooking it. But corn, sweet and sour, that's what we'll do. You see, the thing is, we have ours. We call it as balls. So sweet and sour is served in one of two ways. Either the balls themselves are in the sauce and that comes in like a plastic tray. Or they'll put the balls separate in a bag and then give you the sauce in a separate pot. We like it separate in the bag. But there's only one Chinese round here that does it right. And much as though I would like to keep them in business, I just can't be bringing takeaway in the house at the moment. I just couldn't. So hopefully they'll be there when all this is over. If this will ever be over in the way I feel at the moment, it's not looking likely for a long time. We're still thinking about, notice that, thinking about making people quarantine in hotels. Only 10 months on. See how that goes. But I'm going to try that, Mrs. Simon. I will try that with Mike. Good evening, Pete. A veg aquarium for a while. There's lots of terms here, Simon, I've never heard of. So I'm going to have to follow these up, aren't you? Oh, Alex, that's interesting. The nearest vaccination centre is in the crypt at the cathedral. That raises so many questions, doesn't it? There's dead bodies in there. Is it to make it handy if you don't make it through the vaccination? Or is it so you can say a quick prayer on the way in and out? Oh, can you imagine if they decided to turn our church into a vaccination centre? There are no words. So the main issue here with snow is there's no legal requirement to have winter tyres like there is somewhere like Sweden. We don't really get enough snow for that, but I agree with you. The first sign of snow, and there'll be way more accidents. I used to work for a company of solicitors and they specialised in road traffic accidents. And the principal, that's like the head honcho, would dive down to reception to check the weather. So if it was like, oh, it might snow today. And I remember this particular day, we had no receptionist and I was a junior solicitor at the time. So I had the joyful pleasure of answering the phone for an hour at lunchtime. And I'm sitting there and I just said to the junior who was manning the other line, it started to snow. I said, God, he'll be in his element. And she said, why? I said, because it means there'll be more accidents. And she said, but, you know, that'll make him more money. And this junior is about 16 and I had screwed on the right way. She said, that's awful wanting people to be hurt. Surely he's not that mercenary. And just at that moment, honestly, cue stage left, he burst into reception, dived over to the front door, looked out the windows and rubbed his hands together and went, ah, good day to make some money. Disappeared. And this junior went, God, you were right. I said, yep, might be time to look for another job. He was. That's just what he was like. So, yeah, I agree with you. Best plan, don't go out. Don't go out at all. no matter what the weather's like. Right. They were probably worried about a dog call or neighbours, like your old ones, chucking poison over the fence. Well, that's true. That's true. I know there's a lot of problems with pets at the moment. Dog napping is rife. We've got an M33 group, which is our postcode, on Facebook, and there's been at least 5 dogs on there stolen from gardens. And they're always the type of dog that you would imagine. Well, it goes one of two ways. On the one hand, why are you trying to steal a husky? It'll rip your arm off. And on the other, they're the type of dogs people want, you know, snow dogs. So Samoyeds, huskies, there's a chow lives around here. He's called Bear, Bear the Chow. You know, these are pretty dogs and they're getting nicked so people can sell them on, which, you know, it's literally you can't let the dog out of your sight at the moment. So maybe what they're doing is saying, you know, pets can carry it in the hope that the people nicking the pets will think, oh, it's not worth it if a dog can infect me. I would suggest that's got something to do with it. But, I mean, it's barely trialled in humans, much less animals. You can't just keep injecting animals with one thing and another. I mean, as humans, that they are reticent to give you antibiotics, but they're not in the slightest way reticent to give animals antibiotics. It's really strange. If you want some antibiotics, take your dog in and say the dog's not well. they honestly, they try to push them on us, and we're saying to the vet, you know, does he actually need to have that, or is there something more natural we could try first? Because you don't want to build up an immunity, and then when he really needs it. But he was like, you barely got the dog through the door. Oh, antibiotics. I'm like, well, just a minute, I've not said what's wrong with him. They're our vets, hence having 11 of them in 13 years. Yeah, finally got a good one. I think Maya was with him for about 18 months at the end. That was the best vet we ever had. Oh dear, oh dear. You knew from the jump dogs could get it. Not as likely as cats, though. Well, I think with a cat, you do let the cat wander, don't you? But it's like it's never been mentioned in this country before. Today was the first time. And that, to me, rings bells. Ah, I see Mrs. Simon agrees. The only thing you can trust with Boris is he's unlikely to tell the truth. I don't know how he gets away with it. The bumbling ineptitude. Someone will ask him a direct question and they won't get an answer. I mean, today somebody asked, it was Hancock today, wasn't it? Idiot number two. He's the health secretary, isn't he, Hancock? Yes, I think he is. They asked him a simple question about why was Scotland lagging behind in vaccination numbers? And what did he come out with? We work better together. Is that answering the question? No. But it's addressing the fact that the Scottish Nationalist Party want Indy Ref 2. We work better together. I thought if they source their own vaccine, maybe their levels would be as high as the rest of the UK. But no, he didn't answer the question. He did not answer the question. They've culled the minks in some countries, can't remember which one. I think that was Holland, Kim. And in this programme, Holland had an issue that when the birds migrate, they head for Holland because these are the infected birds. They head for Holland because they like the waterways and stuff. And that they'd already had a H5N1 outbreak because of these birds migrating there. So they're very careful, etc. But I think that was Holland. You would say that even a stop clock is right twice a day, but Boris manages to disprove even that. Oh, if you asked him what time it was, no, just don't. It infuriates me. I really wish they would just tell the truth. Just answer the question that's put before you. Because if you don't, every time you don't do that, you're eroding trust in the government as a whole. And when there is, I mean, this pandemic they were talking about was like 5 million dead. We're going to take no notice. If this bird flu thing happened, you know, a year down the line, 2 years down the line, judging on behaviour in this pandemic, we stand no chance. No chance whatsoever. People just will not be told. But part of that is because they don't trust government. They just think they're lying. And most of the time, they look guilty as anything when you look at them. So you think, well, they must be lying. And he, the way he bumbles, it just does my head in. I need to check the ingredients for corn. I will do that. I will do that. Do I eat fish? Yes, I do eat fish. I like fish. Particularly salmon, but we also have some white fish. Now, it's about three different kinds of fish, so don't quote me on what it was. One could have been cod, but I'm not sure what the other ones are. But we generally would have a mixture of those, and we tended to steam it. Haven't had as much fish lately. I think probably throughout the last 6 months, it's been more chicken than fish. But we do always have salmon on a Friday. Probably just getting hold of the fish. Because you look online and you think, is that the fish that I was buying? You know, and those are fantastic fishmongers locally. And it would be brilliant to go out there. But obviously, we're not going out. So normally we'd pick our own fish from this fishmongers. And he is fantastic. He's been going in the same, I think he moved around the corner from where he was, but I think he'd been there about 40 years. And they are specialists in it, you know, and the fish is gorgeous. But the stuff that you get frozen from the supermarket, not quite the same, needs a little bit of help in the flavour department. But yes, I do eat fish, so I could have that, I suppose. Do they make you lie down in the crypt for 10 minutes before you leave? What makes you think you're leaving, Simon? Might be touting for business. Simon used to teach a doctor who used to love getting death certificate work because it paid well. He said, hopefully I'll get a lot of ash cash this weekend and I can buy a new guitar. Oh, God, the doctor that they sent out when my mother died. Oh, honestly. It was the 23rd of December and it was about, well, I think we rang them pretty much straight away about 8:30 in the evening. But she wasn't going to get her own GP. All right, so they had to send somebody out to certify the death. And they literally said to me on the phone, they give you a number, and this number is like a central number for any medical issue that you need. So it could be that you want the doctor to come, it could be that you were looking for a prescription, or you want the district nurses round. But having seen the district nurses, I definitely didn't want that. So you rang this global number. So I rang this number and I said, Mum's passed away. So I'm starting off this procedure. And on the back of this thing, it was like in the event of a death. And there was a flow chart. You had to follow this flow chart. I said, so I'm going to need a doctor to certify the death. So she rabbited away and said, yeah, well, I'll have to get the doctor on call, blah, blah, blah. It won't be your own, et cetera, et cetera. And then she said, you're sure she's dead, aren't you? I said, yeah, positive. So she said, well, we'll have to send him round anyway, but I don't like sending them out and then them getting there and finding out they're not dead. I thought, what a way to talk to someone whose mother has just died literally 5 minutes ago. I said, she's dead. So eventually, and honest to God, it was about 90 minutes later, this so-called doctor turned up at the door, probably the Ashkash man, like you're saying, and stood at the door and said, I've got a trainee with me. Can she come in? I thought, yeah, why not? More the merrier. So he said, are you sure she's dead? This was when we were in the hall. I thought, isn't that what you were here for? I said, positive. So he came in. I'm like sat down at this point, and he says, I'm going to check. I thought, go for your life. So he did. And he said, yes, she's gone. I thought, well, no SH1T Sherlock. Trust me. So then he said, right, so I'll certify the death now. I said, right. So I'm sat there, grieving daughter. And he said, I'm sorry to trouble you, but have you got a pen? I thought, do you not come with a pen? You know, given you're going to have to sign the paperwork, do you not bring a pen? Oh, so yes, I have happy memories of that. Not. Oh, what an idiot he was. And then the one with him was like just watching wide-eyed. A baby doctor, I believe. Oh, dear, dear me. Cats are more likely to get COVID. A Jenner's thing. All cat species seem to be more likely to get it. You know, I worry about Elsa, because Elsa goes out and she comes back without a collar and all sorts. So I've no idea what Elsa's up to. Mind you, at least Joe's had both of his jabs and Kath's had one, which only leaves... Yeah, that leaves Kaz, and Elsa sleeps with Kaz. So fingers crossed. Monster mash about a crypt kicker and sunk by Bobby Boris Pickett. I'm going to have a look at that one. Minks are in the cat family. It would make sense. They kind of look a little bit cattish, don't they? I wonder about things like squirrels. Because Mum always said squirrels carried all kinds of disease to start with. So Simon was pleasantly surprised by how simple it was to give up red meat. Formalised it, as we hadn't had it in ages, but you miss the odd premium burger. No, you see, I would never eat a burger. I have had burgers, but many, many, many years ago. So I wouldn't eat a burger. For us, it would probably be a steak. Which, judging by what I saw, wasn't as potentially dangerous as the chicken. But I'm getting to the point where I don't trust any government. I mean, the government, no. There's just, you can never trust any of the government. Oh, that's the other thing I read this morning. This was why I had to go and watch the pandas. Gordon Brown was out, and I thought, God, where have they dug him up from? Gordon Brown was Prime Minister after Tony Blair and before David Cameron, but not for long. And I thought, why are the BBC giving people like this, who are like, you know, who the heck are you, airtime? I can't understand it. I mean, he's got as much right to an opinion of art as I have, but then mine isn't all over the BBC being passed off as something everybody should listen to. So, you know, could you possibly stop giving him a platform? I can't remember what the heck he was rabbiting on about. But it reminded me to ask him a question. When somebody is a past president, obviously we'll leave Trump out of the equation because, you know, no rules apply to him. But generally speaking, like Obama and Clinton, are they allowed to have a kind of, well, pass comment on the government, or is it frowned upon? Because here, generally, it was frowned upon. You know, you've had your time, now hush up and get on the back benches. Or go to the House of Lords, which is pretty much one and the same thing. But now it seems like everybody wants to have some kind of foundation and platform and start rabbiting. And I'm thinking, if you were that good, wouldn't you still be Prime Minister? Because how long did Gordon Brown last? It was about 18 months. It wasn't long. He didn't win an election, put it like that. Sounds like amateur. It wasn't a good experience, Pete, put it like that. But, you know, luckily I was pragmatic enough to think she'd suffered enough, so at least she was at peace, while I rummaged round to find a pen. But I thought, it's pretty bad form, isn't it? Because they don't know what they're going to walk into. In terms of it's a private home. How many people are going to be there? What state they're going to be in? You know, I could imagine if it was like a wife that was left with like a dead husband, that they could completely lose it. And the only person there is that doctor. So I just thought, you know, like a Boy Scout, you could be a little bit more prepared. Like having a pen, yeah, the first basic item. And the other one was just wide-eyed and innocent. She looked about 12, a medical student, getting some extra work at Christmas, apparently. Joy of joys. They did manage, as they headed to the door, to turn around and say, very sorry for your loss. But that was about 20 minutes after they'd arrived. Do you know, I had this vision of Mum spinning. If she could have opened her eyes just to freak them out, she would have done, I can assure you. She would have gone ballistic. Oh, dear. Kim only eats red meat on the holidays. We probably have it maybe once a week. But a steak's nice, that's the thing. It's nice, but it was the chicken that did it. Basically, looking at this, it was you. I mean, they all said the same thing, which was, as long as you cook it properly, it'll be fine. But I'm thinking, not if it's riddled with bleach, it won't. Cooking it won't get rid of the bleach. So it I must admit, it did put me off a bit. It did put me off. It is generally frowned upon, but Obama let that go by the wayside. Yeah, he's more like Tony Blair, isn't he? Having an opinion. Didn't he have a podcast or something? Followed us up years after we had one. I just think they really should keep quiet. I think it's very unfair. You have had your go. If you want to take on the challenges that we now face today, unlike when he was Prime Minister, probably about 2008, 2009... then stand. But, you know, let's be honest. Would anybody vote him in? No, because they didn't vote him in the time he did stand. So although he was Prime Minister, he was Prime Minister like by default because Tony Blair retired. But that was all to do with the fact it was a deal. Honestly, it's like some kind of mad soap opera. Do they not realise they're running the country and supposedly looking after the rest of us? Clearly not. Clearly not. And that press conference today was a rush job because Boris had been backed into a corner and bumbled his way out of it by saying we were going to look at the reevaluate the reasons for lockdown mid-February. But they'd already said 3 weeks ago, the end of March. So Boris just doesn't want to say no to anybody. He should really grow a pair and take charge of this instead of bumbling his way through and saying, basically, whoever is asking the question, he'll just give them the answer they want. I would love to see Simon in there with him. I would. I'd pay money for that. Ringside seat I'd have. He lasted X equals the number of days he was in office too long. He was another idiot, wasn't he? He didn't have... I think he may have had some decent ideas, but he just had no way of conveying them. So he was another one. He was like the complete opposite of Tony Blair. He would talk things down, not up. But there was just something about him. People didn't warm to him. I honestly don't think if he had stood at an election prior to being Prime Minister, he would ever have been Prime Minister. I really don't think he would. And then was it after him? Who did they get after him? Oh, it would be Miliband, wouldn't it? The wrong Miliband. Because I reckon if they'd have got the other Miliband, I think he could have been voted in. I definitely do. But not the one they got, which was the wrong one. Oh, politics. Can't live with them, can't shoot them, apparently. The Blair Brown thing was a dirty situation. It was from day one. I must admit, the first time I heard about that, they'd been to a restaurant and you know they'd carved it up between them. I thought, you can't do that. Don't be ridiculous. But the more that came out about it, the more that looked, that's exactly what they'd done. And you're thinking, this they treat it like some kind of public school. Well, you know, I'll do it this week. You do it next. You can't do that. But obviously they can once they've got in. Do what they want. I'd have taken chaos with either Miliband. David Miliband had a tantrum and set off for America. He did. I just think if the right one had have got in, David, isn't it? I think if David Miliband had got in, he kind of had a kind of cachet about him that the other one didn't. And I mean, the other one did try, bless him. I mean, do you remember when they sent him to hospital to have his nose done? Because it was putting people off. And I thought, pardon. But apparently it was a thing. People didn't like the way he spoke. He sounded nasally. So he got sent off to hospital to have an operation on his nose to make him sound less nasally. I thought, I don't care if he sounds nasally. It's the garbage he's spouting I've got the problem with. But there again, they're all spouting garbage. So you don't need an operation to sound less nasally. Just a lobotomy so you sound more human. That'll do. They really don't like giving up power. I can understand that up to a point. I mean, as you saw Trump leaving, I think he left out the back, didn't he? It must be a very difficult thing to do when you've been probably the most powerful person in the world. It must be a culture shock. But I just think it's not a good idea to spout forth after that. It makes you look desperate. It really does. And no one should be listening to you because you've had your time. They just can't seem to let go, which is most unfortunate. Right. They should go back home and back to a private life. I guess their problem is that they need to earn some money. And hence the kind of, I mean, everybody seems to be doing the same thing these days. So the Obamas got their podcast and their after dinner speeches and all of that. And if you think about it, that's exactly what Harry and Meghan have done. So everybody seems to be doing the same thing to generate funds. But that keeps them in the public eye as well. And, you know, once you've tasted that, you probably don't want to give it up. I wouldn't have thought. I'm seeing something on the news that's rattling along next to me that looks like a riot. It's not in this country. Somewhere in Europe, I would say. Galloping police horses and water cannons. Probably somebody having an anti-mask parade or something like that. If they need to get a real job like the rest of us. Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But, you know, I guess in their mind, they won't lower themselves after that. You had another riot. I thought you'd got over that over there. Does he not make any difference when it gets colder? You know, rioting in the summer's one thing, but rioting in the winter. What is the matter with people? I give up. I really do. I give up. The things I've seen people try, you know, oh, I've got to go out because I've got this to do, and oh, I've got to go abroad. You know, and they're on holiday. These people are on holiday. I can't get them to close the airports fast enough. And then they came out. That was another thing that came up last night that got me onto the pandas. They asked Boris, and this was obviously they managed to get an answer out of him, which, you know, well done. Not many people do that. They'd said, why were the airports not closed sooner and a quarantine at hotels put in? And the answer was because there were so many Britons abroad trying to get back home. And my answer to that was tough. Whether you're British or whether you're not British, if you want to come into this country from another country in the middle of a global pandemic, there's 2 weeks quarantine right there. But no, apparently we had to let them back in. But I wish they'd been as careful as they were when the first people came back from Wuhan. There was a lad in Wuhan, and he'd married a girl there, and I think he had two kids. And they were desperate to get out. And there were other people there. I don't know whether they lived there permanently or not. But I think there was two coach loads full. And they came back and they were greeted at the airport and all the rest of it. And they put them on two coaches and they took them to nurses' residences in Alderhay, I think, Liverpool. I think it was the Alderhay Nurses Home, somewhere like that. And they had them there for 2 weeks. And they were saying they were very well looked after and they were very appreciative of being brought back. What the papers were making of it, which was so funny, was these people were tested, temperature checked and all kinds of other checks by people in full biohazard suits. It looked like one of those films. But the driver of the coach didn't even have a paper mask on. He just drove them to the hotel, to the where they were staying, this residence. And he didn't even have a paper mask on. And apparently, it's people saying, like, why are they in full biohazard suits when he's not even got a paper mask on? And apparently, he was fine. But the company got such grief over it, putting their employee at risk, that, and I can't remember the name of it, I think it began with a W, the company livery on the side of the coaches, they painted it out for the second lot because they got such grief on social media. What else is happening here? Oh, we've got politics going on with Kim and Simon, so I'll leave them to it. They just love tearing down other people's hard work. Just barking mad. You know, Rudy Giuliani, I thought was amazing when he was mayor of New York during the Twin Towers. He seemed to strike the right tone and show leadership and then lose the plot later. But I think that's possibly the way that he's been portrayed over here. Again, we get news through the eyes of what the BBC wants us to see, basically. Like the thing with the dogs, it's there and then it's gone and then it's back again. It depends what stories they're trying to cover up as to which ones get priority. So the riots in Amsterdam, what are they rioting over? I have not seen this at all. So what on earth are they rioting over? Let's go to the BBC page. I know it's better if I sign in. Go away. World News, Europe. Right, should find it under there, shouldn't I? Oh, the coronavirus riots. Ah, right. What for this time? Weekend riots against newly imposed coronavirus restrictions. And what were these? Because they've set fire to cars and bikes to protest against a curfew. Oh, so it's a curfew. Why don't they actually tell you what the curfew is instead of just saying, you know, there was a curfew? What is the rule that they are not liking? Oh, we've got a Hague correspondent here telling us all about it. The mayor of Eindhoven has warned the country is heading for a civil war. Some feel it may be an exaggeration, but the Netherlands is becoming increasingly polarised over the COVID restrictions. God, it sounds like here. Well, I've never seen a riot quite that bad in the UK. Didn't Boris buy some second-hand water cannons that never worked? I think he got them from Germany. Oh, you couldn't make it up, could you? You could not make it up. Oh, dear. You two carry on. Carry on. So it's lockdown. They weren't there illegal to use. Why did he buy them, Pete? Sold them for scrap. Oh, good grief. Unbelievable. I thought they didn't work. But then upon what basis would he ever use them? When would he deploy that? And possibly the only time would be the May Day riots that were going on for like every year for like 3 or 4 years. But if you can't use them... He actually purchased them, Simon, and they did come from Germany. But they were never used. And I can't see the point. I mean, did he think it was like, well, I'll buy them and then people won't riot because they'll think that we'll put them out? Because the picture I'm looking at here, the police have used water cannons and tear gas in this Amsterdam thing. I'll put the link in. Just look at the police officer in the first picture. The one on the right. He's got like a helmet on with a neck cover and a jacket that's probably got police on it. And he's got a baton in his hand that he looks like he's about to use. But have you seen the shield he's got? It looks like a wicker basket. Why aren't they metal? Have I missed something? Why would you be poncing around with all that gear on and then have basically the lid off a linen basket on your arm? I clearly have missed something. And if these are protesting against the restrictions, some of them have got masks on. So it's as though they can't be saying they don't believe it's real because they've got the mask on. But if somebody could explain the wicker baskets, that would be most useful to me. We have over here, they have two types. They have a small one like that, which goes on the arm. But I thought that was metal. And they also have like clear shields that go from their head to their feet. But I've never seen anybody with a wicker basket. I just can't imagine that ever being part of a uniform or an equipment, range of equipment. It makes no sense to me. And, you know, they've got like a black cover on it. So it is something. It's not. He's just nicked it out of a shop because it was all they had. Bet they dampen incoming projectiles really well with metal. It'd be like holding a gong. It does look ridiculous, though. You're right. It does look odd from this side. I guess, hence putting the black cover on it. So from the protesters' side, it looks intimidating because somebody stood there wearing those clothes, wafting a linen basket lid at you. You're just going to laugh. So hence putting the black cover on it. But yeah, I guess it could solve like an impact issue. My logic with it was, though, if they're throwing bottles or something that could go clean through it, like an arrow, you know, from what they called the, I don't mean a bow and arrow, obviously, I mean those, you know what I mean, there was a crossbow type thing, it's just going to go clean through it. Same if they throw a bottle that's on fire. It's going to set on fire. Oh, I feel old. For about the last 2 weeks, I've just thought, you know, maybe the issue here is me, that I'm getting older and that I'm looking at things a certain way and the world isn't that way anymore. Do we think it could be that? Or do we think it's far more likely that everybody else is barking mad? Because that's my opinion at the moment. For me, everybody else is barking mad. Apart from you guys, you're not barking mad. Might have metal on the other side. I need to know the answer to these things, Simon. I do. I need to know these things. I just can't see the logic of that, given the helmet and all of the protection and that rather lethal looking baton that he's wafting. I mean, that is a long baton, isn't it? If you look at the one on the left, that baton must be easy. 2.5 foot. When you think of the ones that the British use, much smaller than that. I just wish people would take this thing seriously and let's just get through it and get on with it. Can they not see for every day that they argue and piddle around like this, they're probably adding at least a month to 2 months onto the time it's going to take? I just don't get it. I really don't. But I'm convinced I'm not barking mad. A stick in a basket wouldn't survive a riot here. Well, there you go, Kim. There's one to share with your mum. If you want a good giggle over your riots, we'll send you some equipment from Holland. And that way it should all be over within the week. I mean, even a dustbin lid has got more protection than that, I would have thought. I've never seen anything like it, I can assure you. I wonder if I can get a picture of an average British bobby done up for a riot. And see if I can. Right. Police UK. Because there is an official Ranger gear. Oh, there's somebody supplying it. Civil and military protective equipment. Products, what have they got? Yeah, they might have some of these linen lids. Oh, this site's a bit slow. Right, what would it come under? Batons, ballistic equipment, handcuffs. There we go, riot protection. Let's have a look. Let's have a look and see if these things are a thing or if they are a thing abroad and not a thing here. We've got helmets and boots and underwear. No, I'm not going there. I'm not going in the underwear. Right. A horse protector. So there's a protector here for a horse. Horse's eyes. Ah, dear, dear, dear. I think I might have found the title for the show. Without comment, I'll just copy the link and paste it in. Right, let's put that link in there. I'm just going to leave you with that, not say a word about it. But coming very handy for the ladies. Not. Right, let's go back. We've got caps, hats. Shields. Shields and shield bags. I'm getting nearer. Oh, this company supply water cannons. I wonder how much a water cannon is. Not much use if you're not allowed to use it. But why did he buy them? Right, let's have a look. No. The nearest to what they've got is like some kind of plastic thing. A small square commander shield. A polycarbonate riot shield. A round shield and a riot shield with a baton holder. So, no, we do not supply those here. There you go. Pete, that's genius. That is genius. We should do that for tomorrow, shouldn't we? I shall get onto that straight away. Horse underwear protector. Well, if you think about it, yeah. I mean, these rioters. Mind you, horses are terrifying. I was at Old Trafford and my season ticket hadn't come through. Long story short, I was stuck between the United staff saying don't move and this copper on the back of a horse saying if you don't move, I'll arrest you. I thought, well, what am I supposed to do? If I move from here, I'm not going to get escorted into the ground. My season ticket had got lost in the post, along with about 50 other people who were stood there with the same issue. And they wanted to take us in one at a time and escort us to our seats, which I thought was totally ridiculous because they had two staff to do it. And this was like 20 minutes before the game. There was no chance. They wouldn't have got us in by the Sunday, much less the Saturday. Anyway, this police officer with the horse decided he was going to move us, whether we wanted to be moved or not, and started just backing the horse sideways, like moving the horse sideways. The horse is terrifying. So I can imagine horses do need protection in terms of eyes, but I guess back end important too, and any bits that may be they wouldn't want damaged. I know they wear like boots and they've also got knee protectors on. But people do go round thumping horses at football matches. They're just barking mad people. They are, honestly. Who could hurt an animal? But they do. You wonder if they've got a wicker water cannon? Don't, Simon. No, don't even think it. Because if there is and they're a little bit cheaper, Boris will buy some. There you go. The rattan shields are lighter and flexible. Flexibility absorbs the force of impact, so the armour has to deal with less impact. They're still covering them with black, though, aren't they? Mm. Right, I'm going to blur that out, Pete, for tomorrow, and we'll see what Jonathan makes of it. You need a water cannon to protect you from your crazy neighbours. Do you know, it's funny you mention that, because I did mention to Mike potentially needing to get a hose pipe out. What happened was there was a match the weekend before. The day it snowed and was continuing to snow heavily. Or was it a Monday? Whenever this match was. And Mike got a text from a friend of ours who's involved with the Munich service that we do. And he said, I've just seen the goal, but I can't see much at the minute because it's snowing and it's on the dish. Well, if you are unaware, if you get your TV through satellite, through a dish, if it snows, no chance. You've got to get the snow off the dish. It's not the arm, it's the actual dish. It doesn't reflect the signal up the arm where it needs to be. So he said, I might have to go out and get the snow off the dish. And I said to Mike, dear God, this guy must be 79. Don't let him outside. He said, I'll take a brush out. No, I mean, we're laughing about it, but that's not actually funny, because that's how Rod Hull died. If you remember Rod Hull and Emu, he was a United fan and there was a United match on and he couldn't get a picture. So he climbed on his roof to adjust the satellite dish and fell off and died. So there's a history for this. I said, don't let him up there. So, snow on the dish. We don't need that. So I said, well, just, he was saying like he's going to get a brush handle. And I said, don't, just get a hose pipe out and shoot it above it so the water drips down. And a satellite dish actually has holes in it, so when it melts, it will just go clean through it. And that's what you need to do. You need to warm it up. I said it'd be better with a hairdryer from the bedroom window than a brush. Because if you knock it with a brush, then you're going to pick up something probably from Serbo-Croatia or whatever, but you're not going to pick up the football. You mustn't move the dish. Wouldn't like to be the person who has the stress test pants. That is very true, Simon. There was a great Darwin Award story about some guy who decided to check his bulletproof vest anti-stab properties while he was wearing it with a friend. Turned out it didn't work against knives. Oh dear, oh dear. There was no word about where Emu was, you know, Pete. I don't believe Emu was with him, but don't quote me. I'll have to dig the story out and find out. You have the same problem with the dish. You just don't watch TV. Well, this was a match. So of all the times for this to happen, and to be honest, snow is about the only thing that really causes a problem with it. But the thought of this guy who's nearly 80, either up a ladder or leaning out of a window with a brush. No, that's not the way to go. Just melt it. Pour water on it. It'll be fine. You expect the guy's mate was the one who invented the ballistics, don't you? Oh, do you know, I'm just so glad none of us actually have to face this on a frontline basis. Let's just say that. I would be so worried about you all. We just need to stay in and be safe, don't we? I'm still doing what Pete told me to do. Stay in the house. Don't go out. I'm not going out. Not being out at all. It does feel so... You feel like you want to do more to help, but I can't do any more to help, can I, than just not go out. It does feel very... What is the word? Like the least you can do. But apparently not everybody's thinking like that, because they're all going out shopping because they're bored. Bored. I don't understand that. I cannot understand ever, ever. Not in this day and age. Ever. Being bored. You know, if I lived to be 250, I would still need more time to do everything that I would like to do. So anybody who is bored, I really struggle with that. Because even if you don't want to do anything like learn something, I mean, for me, it's like I'll learn this, I'll learn that. But that's me. I love to learn. But even if you're not like that, how many games are out there now? How many TV programs? You can binge watch if you want, because there was a program I did watch last year, and I watched it because it's somewhere that I used to go with my mum and dad as a child, a place called Morecambe, and the program was called The Bay, and it was basically the poor man's version of Broadchurch. So I started watching it and I thought, it's not bad, this, and it was a pretty good series. Anyway, I knew they were doing a second series because I knew somebody who was in it as an extra. So I saw last week, not having got any kind of TV at the minute, not even the one on the computer, haven't bothered installing it yet. So 2 months on, still not bothered yet, that it had started on the 20th. So last Thursday, something like that. And I thought, oh, I'll download it. So I went to download it and I found there were 6 episodes listed for the 20th. And I thought, there can't possibly be. And he only played one. And then I realised what they'd done was they'd made it available as binge watch. So I downloaded all 6 episodes and put that on while I was working. So even if you don't want to read, or, you know, you're bored of music and you've watched every video you've got, there's always new stuff that you can watch. There is always something to do. There is no need to be bored to the point you decide to go shopping. I mean, given the fact that only essential shops are open, I would have thought there was a limit on how many times you could go to Tesco's and admire the frozen chips. But apparently not. The numbers, which they're obviously checking on a weekly basis, are going sky high of people who are going shopping. And we're only 3 weeks into this 12-week lockdown. So by the end of it, it should be like Mardi Gras out there. Just me, Mike and Lola left in the house then. I give up with them. I really do. Hello, Tracy. Just as we were heading out, Tracy arrived. We've had a major giggle. Do go back up the chat and check out the attire that we've put links to. I know, you see, Sarah's like me. Haven't stopped learning since the start of lockdown and loving it. Excellent. That's exactly how I feel. I've got 2 things that I've got at the moment that I'm recording because I'm talking to you. That I'll be watching later. I just love to learn. I'm finding way more value in my premium YouTube subscription because I can't be doing with the ads. The ads drive me insane. They're so intrusive. I mean, like one ad in an 8-minute video, fine, but 3? A little bit too much. So premium means you don't get ads and you can just watch what you want. And there's stuff on there that's absolutely amazing. You learn so much and it's interesting. It's educational. It's entertaining. I really can't understand the bored to the extent I need to go to Tesco's and look at pairs of socks. But that could just be me. That might float somebody else's boat. It does not float mine. Oh, fantastic. We have an Affinity Publisher book in the wild, hopefully delivered very shortly. Excellent. You'll love it. It's really well laid out. You will love it. Well, we better head off, hadn't we? I will sort out all of my things and I will get the male attire and blur it and see if young Jonathan can work out what it is. Although Jonathan's that young, he may never have seen anything like that. We don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me and I will say good night from Mike, who is in his Catinian meeting. I think he's umpiring. And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.